I've participated in political forums at WATD for 30 years. Our news director, Christine James, ends each with the words, "Remember, if you don't vote, you don't have a voice." We began the series with the regrettable fact that only 10 to 15% of registered voters vote. Regrettable because fellow citizens have fought and died for our ability to govern ourselves, and people around the world see self-governance as an ideal they can only dream of. When fellow citizens complain about the government, that shows a failure of our democracy, because the self-governed are the government. In the simplest open town meeting, we raise our hands for all to see, yes or no. When we vote by secret ballot, we mark it, place it on a machine, and watch it disappear. We put faith in the tallyers. Question authority. Notice the verb question. It's not distrust or destroy. So we've questioned. Who receives an application for a mail-in ballot and how? Who counts mailed ballots and how? How do we ensure people don't vote twice? How do those machines work? What biases do the counters, the clerks, and the poll workers have? How are ballots secured? We will end the series with the question, how do we know the process produces reliable results at the close of Election Day? Again, we use Kingston Town Clerk Paul Gallagher as the example.
We balance out at the end of the night so that we can include any write-ins or blanks. Each precinct receives a certain amount of ballots. The number of ballots that we use should equal the number of ballots that were processed through the tabulator. And the difference between what we gave them to start with and what we tabulated, the balance should be what's left over that hadn't been used.
And what if it's not?
You wouldn't leave the precinct until it was balanced. I've never had it occur that we didn't balance at the end of the night.
So you haven't had a technical problem with machines or tallies that didn't balance?
No, I've never run into the instance where there was any kind of question as to what we were doing to try to balance or if there was something that was off. In the 8 years that I've been doing it, I've never seen any issue that caused us to have concern. The most challenging thing is to be accused of wrongdoing. I hold my integrity in my heart.
We didn't come to these 10 installments innocently. As hundreds of thousands of journalists have, we have observed elections critically for years, have voted by raising a hand, by mail, by Dropbox, and by machine, just to know how it works. Because our job is to question authority. Charles Matheson, WATD News.